dangerously windy weather. Republicans upset over transparency, upsetting an impeachment deposition hearing.
More than 2 dozen Republicans staged a protest in a secure facility called a skiff, delaying the deposition of Pentagon official Laura Cooper for hours.
Fox's Rachel Sutherland.
Democratic Congressman Eric Swalwell blasted Republicans for bringing in cell phones.
They may have brought in the Russians and the Chinese with electronics into a secured space.
According to House rules, only members of impeachment inquiry committees are allowed inside the skiff.
Next up on the witness list, Ambassador Philip Reker, slated to go before House committees Saturday. America's listening to Fox News.
Are you crazy?
Are you crazy?
Are you crazy?
The whole world gone crazy.
This is crazy.
Make me crazy.
And oh yeah, let's do something crazy.
Still crazy.
Make our living on crazy.
Happy National Crazy Day at 8:02.
Who's ready?
To play?
Let's play a game.
Let's play a game.
I think this is among the most amazing names we've had in the name game contest.
Okay.
Jimbo Burkstresser. Jimbo Burkstresser, you are listening to name, and you have until 9 o'clock to call us at 396-5477. So you're in the drawing for the Crimson Tide Cruise on the Carnival Valor, February 10th through the 15th out of New Orleans. That'll feature Alabama athletes and other well-known favorites. So Jimbo Burkstresser, you'll be the biggest name on that cruise if you win it. 396-5477. Before we go to the Rich for the forecast, Mark would like a guess on the conundrum, which again, 3% of people do this on an airline flight to pass the time.
I'd say read a book or a magazine.
Well, That's been guessed.
We had read a book. Do you have another one, do you think?
No, I don't. I'm trying to think of one to call back.
Okay.
All right. Appreciate the effort, and you are welcome to call back.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
So we could see a beneficial amount of rainfall over the next few days, and really the next 5 or 6 days. It doesn't mean it's going to rain all the time. It's going to be, and it's not one storm system. It's a series of disturbances which will swing through over the next few days. For today, though, it's the last day of nice, the last day of dry and comfortable. Now, we'll see the clouds increase during the day, but still very comfortable with a high in the mid-70s. And if you have evening plans tonight, it'll be cloudy, but we're dry during the evening. It's the overnight hours when the rain will start to move in. Overnight low 62. Then tomorrow night, Saturday and Sunday, to simplify the forecast, periods of rain. Can't rule out a thunderstorm. There'll be several dry periods mixed in as well. It's not going to rain all the time. Upper 60s tomorrow, upper 70s Saturday, mid-70s Sunday, and more scattered showers on Monday. And I think rainfall amounts, when you total it up, could easily be 1 to 3 inches common, with some places 3 to 4 inches. And, some parts of Alabama will see even more than that over the next few days. Right now this morning, northeast winds at 5 miles per hour. Our new temperature is 51 now at 8:05.
Our conundrum, 3% of people, for example, 16% of people pass time on a flight sleeping. 3% do this to pass the time, and we go to Ricochet. Next.
Here I am again. Okay. So hey. I'm going to be quiet as it was yesterday, but I'm going to say play on the laptop.
Oh, that's
on the computer.
Good.
Laptop is not the answer we need, but
no, okay.
It's, no,
thank you.
It's good. Warm. It's you got
oh,
us much
oh yeah, it is warm.
Yeah.
You're on to something.
Okay.
Yeah. Thanks.
Tenfold. Appreciate you.
Yeah, something you do on a laptop and not.
Right. Yep.
Spooning.
Yep. There's a big guess. There's a big hint, folks.
Brandon, maybe you can win it with that clue.
Play games on their cell phone?
See, that's good, but it's not play games.
Nope, but you could do this on a cell phone on a flight.
On a cell phone, you could do this.
And don't overthink this one. The answer is pretty simple. 272-9228. Someplace that you can, do this. Well, actually, that was a rather generous hint.
Okay.
As Rich mentioned during the timeline, Christmas Eve is 2 months from today. The countdown to the big day seems to go by faster and faster with the passing of time.
Yep.
Enjoy the holidays more by getting the heavy lifting, and I mean the mental heavy lifting. What am I going to get for her? What am I going to get for him that's really different, that's unique, that celebrates this person, that would make it a really special Christmas gift instead of just randomly throwing money at something? Brian Jewelry is the place to go to find that gift. First of all, if it's a football fan you're shopping for, visit the War Eagle and Roll Tide showcases inside the front door at Brian Jewelry. They are chock full of great first-class gift ideas that make a statement, and your football fan will be proud to use or wear. Multiple choices in both of those showcases. At Brian Jewelry, they've taken many a person who was stuck, you know, for the big idea. Ask the probative questions. I always call it Law and Order Special Jewelry Unit. And they come up with things they can create. That's what a professional jeweler can do. They can make it from scratch if you can't find it in the showcase. But they do have an amazing and extensive selection of very, very competitively priced merchandise throughout the store. Shop online at BrianJewelry.com. Join their club and save $100 on your first purchase of $200 or more. BrianJewelry.com, or stop by and see them at 1778 East Main in the preferred community on Prattville. All right, now we got a full board. Somebody's going to win this conundrum.
Yeah, I think the hints helped.
Laura.
Hi, Laura.
Hey, is it Watch a Movie?
Oh, see, now that's good. We haven't had that yet. That's not it, though.
It's a good
guess.
What
you do on your laptop and your
phone.
Your
right, you can. You got the, you're on the right avenue, sort of.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you can do it on those devices.
That's good guesses, sir. Thank you, Laura. Here's Bill.
Yes, sir. Was it Sleep?
No, sleep. 16% sleep, but 3% do this. So.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, that's all I had. Thank you.
Thanks.
No problem. You're still in the end of the week grand prize drawing. Ryan.
Hey, Ryan.
How about work a crossword puzzle?
Okay. Now, that's a good one.
That's a good guess, too. Yeah.
Yeah. But,
yeah.
Do you ever wonder how they make crossword puzzles?
Oh, God. Can you imagine the guy, the brain that has to do that? And the New York Times guy is under so much pressure because that's supposed to be the puzzle, right?
That's the only thing in that paper worth reading.
Yeah.
But that's just me. Here is Tom.
Hello, how about deleting old emails?
Oh, boy.
You know what? If I were ever to get on a plane and fly cross country, I might be able to get all the junk out of my email.
Do you know how much clutter I have in mine? Oh, my gosh.
Good guess, Tom. Good thought. Again, you know, you could do it on a laptop or a phone.
Right?
Maybe Stephanie knows.
Hi, Stephanie.
Hey.
Hey.
What do you think this is? What are we looking for?
I think it's shop online.
She says shop online, and she is right.
You are so right. You remember Sky Mall magazine? They don't have the Sky Mall anymore, but oh my gosh, I bought so much stuff out of
it. I actually wrote a magazine column about in tribute about 10, 12 years ago to Sky Mall.
So overpriced stuff.
Well, the key to Sky Mall was that I got to have that.
They got you.
And it was often better than the airline magazine stuffed into the pocket.
All right. Yeah.
So you won not only a $10 Siva Bistro gift card, but tickets for the Fab Four tomorrow night.
Have you seen the Fab Four?
I have, and they are fantastic. I am super excited.
Excellent. I'm so glad that you're excited about it, because that's where you're going.
We're happy for you. Please hold. Jay will be right with you, our boss, at 8:10.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. As we get into the 8 o'clock hour, we have an accident on the Troy Highway at Virginia Loop. Watch out for emergency vehicles responding there. The boulevard is very busy, as well as Atlanta Highway and Federal Drive. That intersection right there leading up to Ann Street, always a killer in the morning. Use caution. I-65 out of Prattville. They're bunching up at the 143 where the folks from Millbrook join you each morning. And a bit of a slowdown on 85 from the Eastern Boulevard inbound to downtown. Use caution, drive carefully. We will keep you updated on traffic. If you get hurt in an accident, say no to the tiny check offered by insurance companies. Call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333. No representation made. The quality of legal service is greater than other attorneys. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Hurt in a wreck that wasn't your fault? Get the tiger on your side with Stuart Vance. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
The Jefferson County Coroner's Office confirmed yesterday that the remains found are those of 3-year-old Camille McKinney. She was abducted on October 12th. Authorities are now charging two people, 39-year-old Patrick Stallworth and 29-year-old Derek Irisha Brown, with capital murder and kidnapping in the child's death. The Montgomery Public School Board has bought the campus of Holy Cross Episcopal School for $1.5 million. The board voted 5-1 to purchase the school, which shut down in June. Holy Cross will now serve as the new home for BTW Magnet School after part of its campus burned down last year. And October is Bullying Prevention Month, and the Montgomery County DA's office has been encouraging kids to speak up through text. Students simply text "no bully" with no spaces to 444-999. They'll get a reply message asking for their information, the bully's information, and what school they attend. And that's a look at today's headlines. For these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Mandy McQueen.
What are the top five reasons for a Krispy Kreme fundraiser? They're profitable, fast, simple, affordable, and successful. Selling delicious Krispy Kreme donuts to family, friends, neighbors, or in high-traffic areas could generate significant funds for your organization. Visit Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway or at KrispyKreme.com for more fundraising ideas.
Think Local is a state of mind at Guardian Credit Union. It's about community and what you do with it. Think starting a new car or starting a family. Think new home or update the one you love. Think walking down the aisle and happily ever after. These milestones make life worth living, and we have what it takes to help you along the way. Think Local. Think Guardian.
Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Opportunity, NMLS 912-756.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. Your News Talk place to be, The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3, only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
This Halloween, why spend one night at a haunted house when you can spend Monday through Friday at The Office? Experience the terror of the printer.
This thing is possessed. Paper jam? Add paper? What does it want?
There's no escape from that guy who stands over your cubicle and won't shut up.
Hey, bro, you won't believe what happened this weekend.
I have work to do. Doesn't he have work to do? Make it stop. Make it stop. Shut up.
You're funny, dude. So anyway, I gotta tell you this part, right?
And the most spine-tingling horror of all, the empty coffee pot.
What kind of person doesn't make a fresh pot? It's a monster!
The Office. Once you enter, you'll be trapped 40 hours a week for the next 30 years.
It is time.
Time for
stupid news.
Stupid.
What news?
Stupid news.
Let's go.
This is great stupid news. Guess what? America is suffering from an enormous bacon surplus. It's true. Prices will be coming down. And you can have all the bacon you want.
There's a bacon surplus going on nationwide.
Million pounds of unused bacon in reserve. It's the largest surplus in 40 years. Well, I certainly hope that got you excited.
I'm bringing home the bacon, man.
Yeah, me too. Me too. And it's cost plus 10 at food outlet. I get the good stuff. You guys can testify to that.
Oh, yeah. No doubt.
It blows my mind. Because I always check out bacon prices at the chain store. $10.99 for a pound of thick. And it's usually around $6.50, $7 for Wright's or Kaneka at Food Outlet. I'm telling you, man.
And we had it, was it yesterday we had the BLT? I think it was yesterday. Was that right?
No. Yesterday was eggs with sausage.
Oh, yeah. It was the day before.
Day before was the BLT.
And then Monday was the meatloaf.
The meatloaf.
Oh, my gosh.
Eggs.
What a great week it's been. I may never go on vacation again.
I am cooking for Jay and Jay.
Jay Quellen.
Yeah.
Where's Jay Quellen at?
Jay here tomorrow.
Jay and Jay.
And Dana will be here, too. I have to get their food orders.
JJ, D, and G.
Write that down so I can remember that. Jay Quellen was with us yesterday afternoon. That's Jacqueline Tomlinson. And she went off in a little bit of a riff on this whole idea that women's sanitary products need to be placed in men's rooms. Activists have convinced Procter & Gamble to redesign their wrapper without any gender symbol. Okay. And all we're waiting for is why any man would need a tampon. maybe there's some secret use that we haven't heard about, but I'm just not understanding that at all. In other stupid news, guess what we say 3 times a week? I need a vacation.
Oh, I was going to say Shazam.
Yeah. We say it about 3 times, Shazam. I hear it on the Andy Griffith Show about that often. Working too much can make you go bald. This is a study that was done in South Korea. Men who work more than 52 hours a week.
Why is that?
Well, they lose their hair twice as fast as men who work less than 40 hours.
I don't get it.
And they lay the blame for this on stress from working so much.
Okay.
But on the other hand, it could be a solution.
This high-stress job made me bald, but I don't want to treat it with risky medications or painful surgery.
Then ask your doctor about unemployment.
Unemployment?
Unemployment stimulates natural hair growth by eliminating the tension and anxiety associated with working for a living.
When I woke up on my first day of unemployment at 11:45, I looked in the mirror and hair was growing everywhere. Especially on my face.
Find out if unemployment is right for you. Side effects include foreclosure, bankruptcy, and moderate to severe mooching. Do not operate a motor vehicle because it just got repossessed. And men with wives who are pregnant or thinking of becoming pregnant should not try unemployment.
Thanks, unemployment. Not only is my hair back, I also have plenty of free time to pursue hobbies like collecting bottles and cans out of dumpsters.
When it comes to regrowing hair, there's only one way to get the job done. Unemployment.
Hey, man, can I get a dollar?
All right. A survey was done of horror movie fans, and they were asked, if you were in a horror movie, not in real life, but if you were in a horror movie, how would you die? How would you die? Top five answers.
Number five.
Being decapitated.
Yep.
Being decapitated. This morning, I was lip-diddling through an episode of The Office where the guy that was manager of Dunder Mifflin before Michael Scott died because he was decapitated. He drove drunk into the back end of a truck and got that. There's a movie that features a scene like that.
Ew.
It's the Jane Mansfield way of...
Yeah?
Yeah, really. Down in Mississippi.
All right. Decapitated was fifth.
Number four.
A car crash was the fourth most popular favorite. How you would die in a horror movie?
Number three. Is
chainsaw in there somewhere?
No.
Yeah.
No, tripping or falling on something fatal, like a booby trap or something really sharp.
Okay.
That was third.
Number two.
Stabbed or slashed. I guess you know some of that popularity to this movie.
What a scene.
Psycho. And our number one.
And number one.
Suffocated or strangled.
Oh,
of course, God. We've heard some famous people do that in real life, trying to accomplish something else, like Carradine, remember?
Oh, that yeah. It's, what is it called?
Autoerotic
asphyxiation.
That's your 8 o'clock random fact. Yeah. I have never really given that any thought whatsoever, but that's why we call that particular feature.
time.
It is time.
Time for
stupid
news.
News.
What news?
Stupid
news.
Let's go.
That's what it is.
Mr. Sandman.
And now, we were talking about sleep earlier, right?
Right. Well, yeah, we were talking about spooning.
Oh, that's, yes.
spooning another.
Oh, I missed that part.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay.
But you were talking about bacon, and my lovely wife fixed me a nice plate of bacon this morning. And
Nice.
I'm doing what I can to end the bacon glut.
Good for you.
Life is good when you have bacon in the frying pan and a Mr. Sandman mattress in the bedroom.
That is right. Better than having, well, you can have bacon in the bedroom, too. It's, you know.
Two great tastes that taste great together.
Rub some bacon on it.
There you go.
Yeah. Our sale continues. Our store closing sale in Millbrook. A lot of the floor samples have been sold, but we've got a lot more product up there. It's not empty. You've got a huge selection of beds, headboards, mattresses, pillows, but it is going fast. Our Montgomery store is discounting a lot of products also because we got to keep these salespeople happy down here. So you're going to get a good buy whichever store you go to. And we've got the Serta, Beauty Vest, the Diamond mattresses, all sorts of good products. If you want super soft, we have it. If you want brick hard, we have it. So, and everything in between. A lot of twins, fulls, queen headboards. So come see us on the Atlanta Highway in Montgomery, right across from the Dairy Queen. And in Millbrook, the store is 3 miles from I-65 on the right-hand side of Highway 14, right next to the Citgo station across from the Dollar General. And we have inventory there. You can pull up in your pickup and take it with you. Sometimes we may have to send it up from Montgomery, but we'll get it there for you if you want to take it with you, or we can deliver it. And we appreciate everybody.
And we appreciate Mr. Sandman. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Have a good morning and enjoy that bacon. It is 8:23.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. Well, we are getting past the rush hour, but we're still a little busy on I-65 and 85 into Montgomery this morning. The boulevard's still busy, and we had that accident earlier, Troy Highway and Virginia Loop. You might want to use caution there. Other than that, we're looking pretty good around the city. I will mention this, up on Highway 14 near Rucker Road. That's going to be right near the Mount Zion Baptist Church. We got an accident there. Use caution in that area. Stay with us. We'll keep you updated. And it's Thursday night. That means $6.99 ribeye steak and fries night at the Shack. Don't miss Monday Night Football at the Shack with 50-cent wings. The Shack on the Atlanta Highway for Montgomery Skywatch traffic. I'm Wendell Jay.
Get the tiger on your side and get the money you deserve. Call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Who's ready
to play?
Let's play a game.
Let's play a game.
We hope that Jimbo Bergstresser is ready to play the game if he hasn't already.
I love that name.
I know. It's the Jim Bergstresser Show.
Weather. Jim,
by the way, if you know...
His business card is this long.
You can't do the jingle, can you? Jimbo Bergstresser Weather.
Yeah. Jingle singers.
It's a really long jingle.
They're asking for more money, the jingle singers are.
For that, and a business card about this long.
Yeah.
Jimbo Bergstresser, you have until 9 to call us at 396-5477 to make sure you are eligible to win that Crimson Tide cruise. That is 5 ocean-bound days on a state-of-the-art carnival ship called the Valor, and it sails from New Orleans on February 10th next year. So, we earlier... By the way, was this the year that Abbey Road 50th anniversary?
It is
the year, yeah. Happened in, what, October? A couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, you were talking about it a couple of weeks, yeah.
And coming up, we have good news for Abbey Road fans. And we are sending somebody to see the Fab Four at Impact tomorrow night, and they're going to enjoy the Seafood Bistro.
That is correct. They will be enjoying the Seafood Bistro. And I want you to remember to go to theseafoodbistro.com, which is where you're going to find the entire menu. I'm looking at it right now. And, oh, God, they've added pictures to all of their food. Yes, there are pictures of every single one of their items. I'm looking right now at the Cajun Bacon Cheddar Fries.
Ooh.
The fried pickles. Oh, God. The bacon-stuffed jalapeno poppers. Those are sitting there. Now, they've also got salads, if you're looking at that. The house salad with some, oh, God, that looks great. You can have things put on these. Like, if you want to add snapper or tilapia or whitefish, grilled or fried, you can do that to your salad. Looking over the house specialties, the shrimp and grits stand out to me right now. That would go wonderfully. The Seafood Bistro tacos. Those tacos are fantastic. The rice that comes with them is amazing. Just amazing. They need to put that rice as a side item because that is fantastic rice. Check out theseafoodbistro.com and you can see all the pictures of every single item on the menu. You can also put your order in there if you'd like to, and it'll be ready when they get there. Their hours and location, all right there on the site. They open up at 11 a.m. every single day. And go by and see Chef Paul and Chef Jessica, and they will take care of you at the Seafood Bistro. Don't forget to like and follow them on Facebook.
You know what I'm going to do tonight?
I don't know. Right. What are you going to do tonight?
It's Mrs. Ritterbuttle's birthday.
Mm-hmm. Ooh.
She loves the Seafood Bistro. So tonight, I'm going to stop by and bring you home whatever you want from the menu.
Oh.
In addition to the surprise gift that's coming home soon. And look who just wished her a happy birthday, Jennifer
Roy.
And she's a big reason why I make it in here every day. So if you have time, visit my Facebook page and wish her a happy birthday. It's 8:27. Some interesting sports coming up after good news on the Beatles.
Once upon a time, if you had a water leak under your house or a broken drain line, the only solution was to dig. Don't dig a hole. Call Cole. Cole Plumbing can repair any damaged or leaking pipes without digging in most cases. Cole Plumbing relines, repairs, and renews your pipes and with minimal interruption to your routine. All work comes with a limited warranty. Call Cole Plumbing today at 279-8919. And remember, you don't have to dig a hole. You can call Cole. Call 279-8919 today.
Traditionally, plumbers repair defective water, sewer, drain, and other pipelines by digging holes, breaking into floors, slabs, or walls. This type of destruction is a last resort at Cole Plumbing. With our unique pipelining technology, we can eliminate demolition that causes extreme inconvenience, disruption, and expense. Also, it's safer. So don't dig a hole. Call on Cole at 279-8919 or find us at coleplumbing.com. You'll be pleased you did. And remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Get ready for the brand new remix of the Beatles' Abbey Road featuring DJ Khaled.
DJ Khaled, we the best music. Yeah, the Beatles, John, Paul, George, the other guy. Yeah, yeah.
All of your favorites from the Beatles' best album with Lil Jon, Lennon.
Here comes the sun.
What?
Here comes the sun.
Yeah!
It's all right.
Okay!
You've never heard the Beatles and Skrillex like this before.
Something in the way she moves.
Oh my God!
Attracts me like no other lover.
It's the Abbey Road remix because we just couldn't let it be.
Don't want to leave her now.
What was the... We had a bit. That was really not what I thought it was going to be. We had a bit, it was a remix presentation, and the original and the new remix were and they sounded exactly the same, and I'm trying to figure out what that
was. Oh yeah, that was the one about the 50th anniversary remastered Abbey Road, and you'll hear it, here's the original version, and then here's the one on the whatever, the 45th anniversary edition, and here it is now.
If you get a chance and it's out now, watch Yesterday. It's a fun movie. The movie about, you know, the guy has some sort of...
Nobody's ever heard any Beatles songs before, right, and he takes credit for writing them or whatever?
Yeah, it's funny. It's a funny
movie. Gillette Cavalcade of Sports is on the air.
Joey's here.
I don't have time to bring Joey into the dialogue here because this is too important. Hey, you know, the World Series game two last night, Washington is hot. 8 wins in a row in the postseason.
Yep.
With a 2-0 lead, commanding lead over the Houston Astros. But the real baseball news involves us, the city of Montgomery. There was a study done on baseball cities, and they ranked 310 American towns.
Yeah.
in terms of their baseball ability. Shockingly.
What do you mean baseball ability?
I'm going to pull a story up here.
Okay.
Shockingly,
yeah.
Montgomery ranked higher on the list than the city that has our, you know, this is the owner of our minor league affiliate.
It's Tampa Bay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tampa didn't even make the top 100.
Huh.
But Montgomery managed to make it into the top 100 at 74.
Interesting.
Traditional baseball towns like New York was number one, Chicago, Boston, San Francisco, those are the cities you expect to see in the top 10 because baseball is very popular and they still pack the park. We scored a lot of points for Yeah, I mean, that's 74 out of 310 cities that have baseball affiliations in the United States. Auburn actually ranked ahead of Tampa on the list.
Boy,
of course, it's a great baseball college.
A great baseball team. Unbelievable.
Year after year.
And the park is, too.
832.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
We're cool out there this morning. We got as low as 41 at one point. We're at 51 right now. Dry and comfortable again today. Boy, the last couple of days have been beautiful. The only difference today would be, you know, we're still going to be in the mid-70s, but we'll see clouds increase. But we're dry today. We're dry this evening if you have eating plans, going out to dinner and a movie or whatever. But in the overnight hours, rain moves into the area. Tonight's low 62. Then tomorrow night and Saturday and Sunday, periods of rain. Maybe a couple of thunderstorms. I'm not expecting anything severe. And we looked into that. But there'll be dry periods. It's not going to rain all the time. It's not one storm system. It's a series of impulses that'll move through the area. Upper 60s for a high tomorrow, then upper 70s on Saturday. And mid-70s on Sunday, and more scattered showers on Monday. When you add up all the rainfall over the next 5 or 6 days, you know, we could put a dent in this drought. 1 to 3 inches, I think, will be common. Some places, especially north and west of Montgomery, could see perhaps a lot more than that. Right now this morning, northeast winds at 5 miles per hour. Temperature is 51 at 833.
When you're shopping for a new car, truck, or SUV, getting a great rate shouldn't be a problem. ASE Credit Union makes auto loans easy with rates as low as 3.5% APR. Apply online or visit your local branch today. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
All right, so let me tell you about this. Yesterday, I took a field trip up to Smokehouse Pit Barbecue in Millbrook, where they take barbecue seriously. Down and talked to Zach and Sarah Ann and the whole gang up there. Jason served us, and they recently had their, I would call their rededication opening. They had the mayor there, and they did the ribbon cutting back on October 8th. And boy, oh boy, I am so impressed. I got the whole tour of their brick. They have the only brick pits in the state of Alabama, and these are enormous. In fact, I don't know how Zach got that door open, but these five pits are loaded up at 5 o'clock every day, 5 in the afternoon, and for 12 hours, the Boston Butts cook till 5 in the morning. They're pulled out, then they put in, you know, the ribs and the chicken and the turkey breast. And it's just amazing to see the process. Then I watched them make some of the side items. I was blown away by two particular side items yesterday. Oh my gosh, the Brunswick stew, out of this world. Well, in fact, I took home a quart. And the barbecue beans, oh my gosh. The pork beans were just amazing. And then the potato salad. Well, listen, they have a full-service bar now. Not everybody would know that because years ago they didn't have this at Smokehouse Pit Barbecue. But now you can, on game day, go out there. They got several TVs, 8 beers on tap, several different bottled beers. Watch the games. Super cold beer at 30 degrees, right? And then you got the barbecue. And that nice little patio area out there. I'm talking about the Smokehouse Pit Barbecue in Millbrook. They open at 11 every day, except they're closed on Sunday and Monday. And they're a 10-minute drive from downtown and Maxwell, exit 176 off of I-65 North. Listen, I'm sold. Check them out there in Millbrook.
Thank you, Rich. I need to make one little correction on that baseball city ranking.
Yep.
We are 73rd, not 74th. Tampa, St. Pete, 74th. They rank behind us.
That's amazing.
But we're the double-A town.
Yeah.
there's part of the problem is stadium is in a bad area. The other things that factor in are affiliations, quality of stadium, mm-hmm. and it's to me, it's the best value in town for entertainment because you can take the gang there and not have to take out a loan at the bank like you do going to a major league game. It's insane.
Tampa Bay has trouble filling the seats, too.
I've been to Tampa. I've never really spent a lot of time there, but from what I understand, they built this domed dump in a very difficult location to access. That's why they struggle there, even though they've had perennially good teams.
Yes, they have.
836, Morning Maroon nominees are next.
Traffic is brought to you by Formal Outings. Impress your guests with the best. Formal Outings luxury restroom trailers are the perfect touch for outdoor weddings, receptions, family reunions, or parties. Go in style. Visit formaloutings.com.
This is Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. Well, things are looking pretty good right now. I-65 and 85 are moving along at a good clip through downtown Montgomery. Some moderate traffic there, but everything's okay. Boulevard, we got a lot of cars there. And in some of the usual spots where traffic bunches up, Taylor Road, Atlanta Highway at Federal. But all in all, we're looking good. The accident on Troy Highway at Virginia Loop should be out of the way, but just in case, use caution there. And smile and have a really great Thursday. Haynes Ambulance serves Central Alabama both on the ground and in the air. You and your family's lives are their complete dedication. Haynes Ambulance. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
Injured in a wreck? Don't be the only one without an attorney. Call the Vance Law Firm. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
The Montgomery Public School Board has bought the campus of Holy Cross Episcopal School for $1.5 million. The board voted 5-1 to purchase the school, which shut down in June. Holy Cross will now serve as the new home for Booker T. Washington Magnet School after part of its campus burned down last year. And the Jefferson County Coroner's Office confirmed yesterday that the remains found are, in fact, those of 3-year-old Camille McKinney. She was abducted on October 12th. Authorities are now charging two people, Patrick Stallworth and Derek Irisha Brown, with capital murder and kidnapping in the child's death. And October is Bullying Prevention Month, and the Montgomery County DA's office has been encouraging kids to speak up through text. Students simply text "no bully" with no spaces to 444-999. They'll get a reply message back asking for their information, the bully's information, and what school they attend. And that's a look at today's headlines. For these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Mandy McQueen.
Don't forget Duncan and Tupper Dickathon number 8, Auburn, LSU. We'll be having that tomorrow with Don and Mitch. Here in the house, check listings for showtimes.
The Capital City Club invites you to the first ever Fur Ball. Enjoy a night dressed to the nines as you celebrate and support canines, felines, and all our furry friends. Along with scrumptious food and breathtaking views, enjoy a silent auction and a live art auction like no other. The twist? Hidden paw prints. This event is open to the public with a portion of the proceeds going to the Montgomery Humane Society. Get your tickets at classic.als.net/Capital City Club Montgomery and join us for the Fur Ball, November 2nd at the Capital City Club.
You've just arrived home from a relaxing and well-deserved vacation. As you walk in the door, you hear a squish. That old water heater in your attic has leaked through your ceiling and into your living room, ruining family photos, furniture, and who knows what else. You wonder if this headache could have been avoided. With a tankless water heater from Headley Plumbing, you eliminate the possibility of leaks and maximize your savings. An endless hot water supply means you have the freedom to run the dishwasher, do a load of laundry, and grab a shower without getting an arctic blast of cold water. Talk to Headley today, 285-3667, or visit them online at HeadleyPlumbing.com.
River Region residents know that Headley Plumbing has quick and affordable plumbing and septic services. You can also find quality metal buildings at Headley Plumbing, a new storage building, carports up to 24 feet wide, even a sturdy metal barn up to 54 feet wide. RV owners, check your warranty. Many manufacturers require that your RV is stored undercover to keep your warranty in force. Call Headley Metal Buildings today at 285-3667 or visit HeadleyMetalBuildings.com.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
John Travolta, Olivia Newton-John. Yes, they're still alive and getting back together for a Grease sing-along.
Summer evening, we eat dinner early.
Summer evening, in bed by 6:30.
And they're still singing about their cool cars.
Why, it's Mobility Scooter Lightning! A basket for groceries and an annoying horn.
They may be older than dirt, but their love is timeless.
I got chills! Where are my slippers?
Someone finds me my stall.
The Grease Sing-Along. Catch up with Olivia Newton-John and John Travolta before time does.
8:41, time for our morning maroon, and it's very different today. But first, let's bring in former Secretary of State Jean Cadet.
In America, you have a right to be stupid.
You got a right to be stupid. People exercise that right each and every day. We present for your consideration our Morning Maroon nominees. Now, I said this is going to be different, and it is. Beginning with the fact that you may have a right to be stupid in America, but this story comes to us from down under.
Oh.
Now, this is the only Morning Maroon story. The idea for you listening, you tell me, who's the maroon?
Okay.
And you guys vote as well.
Right.
This happened a while back, but the story just came out in court. 30-year-old guy named Christian Hargrave McKay was walking out of a pub in Sydney, Australia, to get some food at a nearby KFC. A 60-year-old guy named Mark Thomas got into an argument with him. It turned physical. Mark, the 60-year-old, pulled out an 8-inch knife. Christian yelled, "Go on, forking stab me." All right? So Mark responded by stabbing Christian in the stomach.
Okay.
All right, so now Christian said, "Go ahead and stab me." He's got a knife in his belly. He looks down, removes the knife, which wasn't spooning, removes the knife, and then turns around and stabs his attacker 11 times. The attacker, who responded to "go ahead and stab me," died. The third potential maroon is a jury that thinks the guy who was stabbed the first time should be tried and convicted for manslaughter. I'm all over the place on this, but first of all, recommendation.
You're never going to hear coming out of my mouth, "Go ahead and stab me."
Yeah, that's... But you would say that expecting somebody's, rational side to kick in and say, really don't want to do that. Yeah. But he did, and the guy obliged him and stabbed him. But he didn't disable him, so he takes the knife out and...
starts stabbing the other guy.
And I can't blame him. Cannot blame him for stabbing the other guy 11 times.
I get so mad when people stab me.
It's awful. And then... charging
really ruins my day.
The guy who was confronted by the guy wielding the knife with manslaughter just seems wrong. I don't know why he should spend time in jail when he did not initiate any of this. So what do you think?
I don't know. I mean, if you got stabbed and you pull the knife out and then stab back, I think that's self-defense.
I believe that's what we call it here.
I would think, yes.
But so. I guess the bottom line in this story is, don't, if somebody pulls a knife out on you, don't encourage them.
Yeah, really.
Exactly.
Yeah.
What an
imbecile. We'll throw a dare out there.
Ultramaroon.
All right. We are at 8:44. We have a guest joining us in just a moment.
This is Montgomery's Skywatch Traffic. Well, things are looking pretty good right now. I-65 and 85 are moving along at a good clip through downtown Montgomery. Some moderate traffic there, but everything's okay. Boulevard, we got a lot of cars there. And in some of the usual spots where traffic bunches up, Taylor Road, Atlanta Highway at Federal. But all in all, we're looking good. The accident on Troy Highway at Virginia Loop should be out of the way, but just in case, use caution there. And smile and have a really great Thursday. Haynes Ambulance serves Central Alabama both on the ground and in the air. You and your family's lives are their complete dedication. Haynes Ambulance. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
The Vance Law Firm has helped thousands of people get the money they deserve. Call me, Stuart Vance, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services provided by the lawyers.
Think about where you see yourself in the future. Maybe you're bouncing a ball on the beach, or bouncing a grandchild on your knee. Whatever it is, your dream is uniquely yours, which is why Trustmark Tailored Wealth works with you to understand what you want to see in your future. Together, we tailor a strategic plan to help grow
preserve and protect what you've worked so hard to earn. So see a Trustmark Tailored Wealth Advisor, because your future starts today. Learn more at Trustmark.com. Member FDIC.
Smooth Vapor on Atlanta Highway has been the River Region's source for all things vape since 2015. You'll find the nation's best juices at Smooth Vapor. You can even test them out in their lounge. They have the largest selection in the River Region. Find your CBD topicals, edibles, and flower at Smooth Vapor on Atlanta Highway, across from Walmart. Follow Smooth Vapor on Facebook and listen up, preferred community. The second location of Smooth Vapor is now open for you on Cobbs Ford Road by Walmart.
This is Zach with Dry County Pond over here in Prattville, Alabama. We've been advertising on Blue Water Broadcasting here for a little while, and the results we've been getting are outstanding. If you're looking to do any advertisement, I would highly recommend Blue Water Broadcasting.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
If you have a name, then you have a chance to win one of five great prizes.
Play the name game with Blue Water Broadcasting, and you could win a six-day cruise on the Carnival Valor out of New Orleans from Crimson Tide Cruise.
Winning is easy. Register online at our station website. We'll call out names all week long. Play the name game and win incredible prizes.
From Crimson Tide Cruise and Blue Water Broadcasting.
This is the News Talk 93.1 River Region Business Spotlight, a chance for you to get to know our area businesses and business leaders.
The second annual successful aging boot camp, I'm going to find out if I need to sign up for this.
I don't think you're old enough yet.
Is taking place, next and Emily year. Foreman is here to talk about it. Hi.
Hey, how are you?
She watched my debacle on television this morning. I'm so humiliated.
Wasn't that bad. You're fine.
I appreciate that. And this is...
Miss Akira.
Hi, how are you?
Doing good. How are you doing?
Well, tell us about this thing, who it's targeted to, and why it will benefit them.
So this is targeted at basically your retirement age, 55 and older.
Okay.
It's about retirement planning, how to live successful after retirement, how to protect your assets mm-hmm. in retirement, things that you need to know as you age that a lot of people don't know about, such as Medicare.
That is one of the most confusing. And they want Medicare for all in this country? Are you kidding? Those that it's designed for can't figure it out.
For instance, I found out that next August, I go into the enrollment period for Medicare.
What does that mean?
You're telling your age now.
Okay, I know. Yeah.
Oh, but he's very boyish, as we all are.
Yeah. So, and I've got to remember stuff like that. And you got.
But do you want that versus private insurance that we get through the company? I mean, these are the dilemmas.
That's right. No, that's true. No.
So why don't you give us a little insight on that in case somebody listening is around that age?
Yeah, so basically what they're going to talk about is the Medicare right now. They're not going to be talking about the issues that, you know, could be faced in upcoming political race.
But no, that's what I mean. As it is right now.
As it is right now.
My mailbox, because I live with somebody that's much older, is stuffed with Medicare. It's her birthday day, too.
Yeah.
Is stuffed with more and more Medicare-related stuff.
Oh, yeah.
All it does is make it worse.
It does. It does. And it makes it very confusing for those people, that population, getting that. So we're going to go cipher through that and help you know how to navigate that.
Right. And how to shop for supplemental insurance and stuff like that, too, right?
Yes, sir. Yeah. Yes, sir.
Gotcha. This sounds like an incredibly useful opportunity for people who remain confused by these kind of choices. And again, there are other components to the successful aging boot camp.
Mm-hmm.
Want to talk about some of those?
Yes.
Go ahead.
Okay. Well, we're going to be discussing how to protect your life savings, of course.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want it all being taken or gone from you trying to live longer, because everyone nowadays are living longer. So
yeah.
We will also be discussing how to pick the right long-term care facility. So there's going to be a lot of specialists at this event that will be able to help you choose. Or if you have questions about different facilities in this area, we have partnered with a lot of people in the area where nursing homes, assisted livings,
right,
and other facilities where they can answer any questions for you.
I don't even want to think I'm thinking of myself. I don't even want to think about stuff like that yet.
I know, but if you think about it early, you're better prepared. That's the whole purpose of this. So you don't go into that with fear. You know, because that's a lot of people, are since they are living longer, they're getting to that age, and then it's a crisis. They're panicking. Yeah. Oh, my gosh, what do I do? They don't have the information.
Right? I'm very close to somebody in that position.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're here for you. You might need to come. Take a day off and come.
Everyone needs to come.
No, you are correct. You are absolutely right about this. Now, let's say somebody has somebody who's going to be needing care or a possible dementia diagnosis. Is this event for them as well?
Yes.
So they can make good choices on behalf of an older person.
It is. They are going to have tips that say you're caring for a loved one at home. This will be a kind of tell it all how to care for that person at home if you are struggling. I spoke to somebody earlier this week, and they're just like, I'm at a loss. This person, I tell them this, they forget about it 5 minutes later. If you're not in the healthcare field, you're not dealing with a dementia patient. You don't understand. So this will be common knowledge that we're putting out there to the public.
So this event can be useful for a lot of people, and I really urge you to consider attending this, because I wish I had an opportunity to plan. Well, I didn't. Mm-hmm. You know, it's one of those. So I'm going to be Keith Richards, and I'll be performing until they take me down the stairs in the box. This will take place Tuesday, this coming Tuesday, the 29th, from 9 to 3, and this will be at McCoa?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. And all proceeds go to benefit the Meals on Wheels program there. So 100% of your ticket sales go to the Meals on Wheels program.
It's $25 for a ticket.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
All right. So again,
and lunch is included.
Is there a web address I can post?
Yes. You can go to eventbrite.com and search for Second Annual Successful Aging Boot Camp, and it'll come up. And then you can also call the Sage Legacy Council office at 334-649-4911.
Folks, there's nothing wrong with living for today, but planning for tomorrow is the other side of that song that needs to be written and performed.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I'm just suggesting give this serious consideration. And it was great to have both of you in.
Thanks so much.
Thank you.
I'm here in the afternoon if you want to drop by sometime between 3 and 6 and let the afternoon folks know about this as well.
Yeah, that sounds perfect. Thanks so much.
We appreciate your time.
Thank you.
All right, it is 8:54.
Cha-ching, cha-ching. Now, if your dresser drawer doesn't sound like that, you might have jewelry that's been sitting there too long. Bring us in to us at Marguerite's, and we will let you walk away with a check. We'll swap you out for something new or make you something special with your heirloom jewelry. Cha-ching, cha-ching, cha-ching. Bring it into Marguerite's. Let us do something. Don't let it sit there and get moldy. I don't know. Whatever it does in the drawer. But bring it in, and let's fix it up and make something great for you or walk away with a bunch of money. Come see us at Marguerite's. Thanks.
Join Jones Drugs on Saturday, October 26th, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. as they partner with the police department for the National Drug Take Back event. Come by the parking lot of the Prattville, Millbrook, or Montgomery locations, have a free hot dog, and bring your unwanted, unneeded, or expired prescriptions. That's Saturday, October 26th, 10 to 2.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
I was driving in the car one October night when the DJ played a musical fright. The track's been around for so long, I'm completely over this Halloween song.
The Monster Mash.
Sick of the Monster Mash.
Sick of the Mash.
Its time has come and passed.
Sick of the Mash.
It may be time to trash.
The Monster Mash.
Sick of the Monster Mash. 50 years ago, it was a hit. When I hear it now, I twitch. To get this song out of my head, man, I'll drive my car off a bridge.
The Monster Mash.
Sick of the Monster Mash.
Sick of the Mash.
Its time has come and passed.
Sick of the Mash.
It's giving me a rash.
The Monster Mash.
Please stop the Monster Mash.
Hey, looks like we got lucky here this morning.
Well, the Gillette Cavalcade of Sports is on the air.
On this Talk 93.1 FM, my sports partner from the afternoon days has walked into the studio. It's the Joey. How you doing, Joey?
I'm doing wonderful.
I would think, like most of America, you're reeling from the fact that the Washington Nationals won those first two games against the Houston.
Yeah, they've never even been there. It's like they own the place.
And now they're going back to Washington.
Do you think they could sweep them?
Oh, yeah, it's a possibility. I mean, they could just choke, too. So, you never know.
What, how many teams have come back from... Well, first of all, no, they have a stat for who lost the first two games at home.
And then went on,
To win.
Very few. Who was the team that... the last team to do that? I think...
I bet it was one for the history books.
It was a doozy, that whole thing. I know the 79 Pirates did it with the Baltimores.
What a year.
And by the way, Montgomery ranks as the 74th best baseball town out of 310 here in the whole country. Come back in the afternoon and talk about that with me.
Yeah, top 100, baby. Top 100.
We actually finished one notch ahead of Tampa, who actually has a major league team.
Right.
We're the affiliate. We are a better baseball town than Tampa is, which is pretty
better
cool.
Better mascot.
Now, here's a guy who can give you all the instruction you need on turning your lawn into something baseball worthy to get that beautiful green, that perfect. Randy Burkhalter from Prattville Barn Center.
Hey, Randy.
Good morning.
Hey.
What are y'all doing?
Oh, we're good. We got lots of rain coming in, so what might we do for our lawns to take advantage of that weather incoming?
Oh, that's an easy one. You can't stump the feed store guy this morning. That's easy. What you need to do is a pre-emergent.
Pre-emergent.
Now, what it does is it prevents some of the ugly that comes around about, March 30.
Oh, yeah, I know what you're talking about. Some of that rough-looking stuff, yeah.
Yeah, we have a bad problem. There's a couple of boogers. One is called Poa Anna.
Poa Anna.
Poa Anna. It is a clumpy grass that very green, very green. So in our dormant lawn, about February, it starts looking pretty bad.
Yeah, I've seen that.
Pretty bad.
Before the rest of the lawn wakes up, right?
Exactly. You know, you may want to come here and work yourself, Rich.
Oh, no.
You got it down pat. Here's the deal. I mean, not only is it unsightly, the real, you hit the nail on the head, supposedly. The real deal is when your lawn is trying to wake up, that thing's sitting there competing hard with it.
Right.
And what you end up with when that Poa Anna plays out, and it plays out sometime in May, you got a dang gap in your yard.
No, I know what you're talking about, because...
Because it will literally choke out...
Well, I did the pre-emerge as instructed by you last year and had a really nice result, so I urge people to do this. And the guy across the cul-de-sac from me, who's got the best lawn in all of Montgomery... That's a big deal.
It's worked for me, too, but not all my neighbors.
Before the rain or after the rain, no?
So that needs to go in before the rain.
Okay.
It's something that needs to be in the ground.
And you might be busy today, you know?
Yeah, you may see me Saturday morning up there, then.
Well, I tell you what, we're well-positioned in the pre-emergent market.
It's
well positioned.
It's emerging.
To get a glimpse of everything that's available at Prattville Farm Center, please visit them on Facebook. They got a great page, and Randy can tell you their hours and location.
Yes, sir. We're here from 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. That's through the week, Monday through Friday, 7 to 2.